This is Earth Notes. Volcanic eruptions are among nature's most dramatic events, but sometimes their impact can vary even over a small area. When hot liquid lava pours from a volcano, it moves with the landscape, following drainages and covering most obstacles. But it can also leave islands of untouched land. Native Hawaiians knew such places well and named them kupukas. In the southwest, the best place to see kupukas is at El Malpais National Monument in west-central New Mexico. Here, lava has erupted at intervals over many tens of thousands of years. Some of the black, baked flows that cover much of the park are very recent, forming only a few thousand years ago. The kupuka land is much older, consisting of more ancient lava, or even of sandstone created long before volcanoes started shaping the landscape here. Geologists are fascinated by kupukas, and so are ecologists. That's because kupuka land can form tiny lost worlds, isolated from their immediate surroundings. At El Malpais, several kupukas were never subjected to historic logging or grazing because they're too hard to reach across the rugged lava terrain. The largest kupuka at El Malpais is hole in the wall at more than 10 square miles. It supports ponderosa pine forest and grassland that shows what much of the surrounding landscape once looked like. It's a favorite with hikers, and as a designated wilderness area, it's also an island outside the flow of our busy lives. This Earth Note was written by Peter Friderici and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. I'm Jillian Ferris.